This is OPB's Morning Edition. I'm Jeff Norcross. Keiko was a success story. Or so says the creator of a new documentary. The star of the movie Free Willy, and arguably the most famous killer whale in history, was successfully rehabilitated in Oregon after spending most of his life in captivity at an amusement park in Mexico.
If you ask the average person what happened to Keiko after he left Oregon, oh, he went to Iceland and died, and it was a miserable failure of a project. And that just isn't true.
That's Portland filmmaker Teresa Demarest. Her new film is called Keiko, The Untold Story. Keiko was moved from the Newport Aquarium to a bay in Iceland in 1998. Demarest says when that happened, Keiko thrived.
He met females. He swam with wild orcas frequently, you know. And then one day, he just didn't come back. There was a storm, and he started going off with the wild whales, and it was too stormy for them to follow, and he took off. And, he had a radio tag so they could follow him. But he did amazing things for a captive whale who would have died in Mexico had he been left there.
In between Mexico and Iceland was 2 years of rehabilitation at the Newport Aquarium.
Yes.
In Oregon. How important was that work
that
to Keiko's ultimate
survival?
That
was really critical. Keiko almost died getting to Oregon, and they thought he might die in Oregon because he was so sick. If people remember, he had a huge papillomavirus on his tail, fin, almost all over his body, you know, very large parts of his body, and they were worried that he would die in Oregon. But instead, he thrived. He gained over 3,000 pounds. And Oregon Coast Aquarium made an agreement with the Free Willy Keiko Foundation that if he got well, that he would be able to be released back into Iceland. And nobody really thought that would ever happen. But he did get well. It was very difficult, I think, for the Oregon Coast Aquarium to let him go and for people to let him go. But it was in his best interest. And I just can't emphasize more that our film shows you, demonstrates to you what a great time Keiko did have.
I do have to admit, when I was watching the film, that I had to wonder where the bad news was.
That's right.
The rehabilitation went well.
Yes.
And his reintroduction to Iceland went well. And I can't help but wonder if, in your pursuit to upend the bad news that we had heard so much over and over again, that maybe you glossed over a few bumps in the road.
I don't believe I've glossed over bumps. I believe I have emphasized parts of his story that have never been emphasized. There's lots of literature out there. It doesn't take much. Just Google Keiko, and you'll find out all the terrible things that are spun in a certain way by the captive industry, by folks who work for marine parks, that Keiko is never going to be a poster boy for freeing captive whales, and I disagree with that.
Teresa Demarest is the filmmaker behind Keiko, The Untold Story. The Portland premiere is tonight at the Northwest Film Center. Teresa, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Keiko's legacy is that captures in Iceland stopped. They're not going to start up again. Certainly in most of the world, they will never happen again. And Keiko gave that legacy to the other orcas in the world. And that's a huge gift.